donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org. As you know, with a new year sometimes comes a few changes. A change for us is that we will be taking a hiatus in several markets at the beginning of the new year. Denver, Atlanta, Portland, Little Rock, Orlando, and Tampa. At the start of 2023, we will not be broadcasting in these radio markets. However, if you are in those cities, you can still listen to What's Right, What's Left online at thewordcleveland.com. That's thewordcleveland.com. Cleveland, as you know, is our home market. We expect that this hiatus will be temporary, but we need to take a hiatus while we catch up on a few bills. We are a donor-supported ministry, so thank you to those of you who have been supporting us from those cities, and we look forward to getting back with you on the radio in those cities as soon as possible.
All right, we're back, and John in Florida pledges 50. Thank you, John in Florida. And here, I was going to go back and pick up where we left off there, Carol. One of the things that's happening out there today, there's been just a complete flip. We've got this. Cecily, is that Cecilia? No, Cecilia in Vancouver pledges 80. Thank you. Anyhow. And so things have flipped. It used to be, I remember when I was young, it was always the fathers that would leave the family. If there was desertion, it was
right.
Most all the time. That has flipped completely around nowadays. Yep. And now you have these things today called hot wives. I remember watching, and we were talking about that lifestyles of the, it wasn't the rich and famous, lifestyles of something else there. I come across this. I was watching this, and they had these three women on there, and they were called hot wives. And they asked them, "How would you describe your being a hot wife? How would you describe this?" One said something about total sexual freedom.
Wow.
The other one said something to the extent of being able to, like fulfillment, but also freedom of, now I wanted to see, remember how she phrased that, but somehow to the idea of being able to do what she wanted to do. And the third one says, "We're whores." She said, "We're whores." And that's exactly what they were. These were married women,
right,
who were
right.
Sleeping with other men. And yeah. Now you have what they call open marriages. Open marriages. Yeah. In other words, why in the world would you want to get married to sleep with other people? That doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? But,
well, to the world it does, because that's the way the world looks at it. The world thinks it's okay that you could just have, you know, these free-for-alls and all this, you know, they have this where the couples switch couples. I mean, come on. That's just so, it's just so anti-God.
Yeah, that's wife swapping. It's called wife swapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Now there's something else, and let's see if Joe knows what this is. Joe, do you know what a cuckold is?
Yes, it's a man that's controlled by his wife for another female.
You know, I had just...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And usually in the presence of another male. He's humiliated in the presence of sexually by another male.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's big all across the country.
Yeah, I just found out about that about a year ago. I had never heard of such a thing. Of course, I'd never heard of transgenders or none of these trans things out there today. So everything has just been turned upside down, inside out, and backwards, huh?
Well, another thing that's turned backwards is I have a friend, a girl that goes to our church, and she has three children, okay? And her husband decided to take the kids on a Saturday when she was out and told her to get a hold of an attorney that he was taking the kids. All right, so they were going through this whole thing for a whole year. Believe it or not, this is how crooked the court system is. This guy actually got on the stand and told them, "I do drugs, I smoke pot, and I go and get drugs every once in a while." Do you know they awarded him custody of the kids 2 weeks ago.
Well,
she's a perfectly good, moral woman who took her kids to church, and he did not want her taking the kids to church.
Well, that's, you know, that's what we have.
The reason they gave him the children.
It's so sad, isn't it? It's because they're going after Christians. They're going after whatever they could do is divide the family, separate the woman from the husband, you know, and the kids from the mother, the father, and the court systems is right along with it.
Well, see, it's people like her that need to come on this program and tell her whole story. As long as she, you know, she tells the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes,
you know, because you see, that judge needs to be, and those attorneys, they need to be outed. People need to know who they are, okay?
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, you and I started telling about cultural Marxism, and cultural Marxism was born with the idea, how can we foment the communist revolution? And their answer was, we have to destroy Western civilization. We have to get rid of God, family, and then we can control the country. So get rid of God, break up the family,
yeah,
make the government the parent, and then we can control the nation. And we've been preaching that, teaching that for a long, long time. And people don't realize we are in the middle of a revolution, a communist revolution, and they have succeeded in, what, destroying the American family. And that's why we're losing the battle. That's why all this is going on, because, well, to do that, we had to get rid of God out of society.
You know what, Joe, I've got it. Our phones have not been ringing. We've been bringing people a lot of good information, but in the process of doing that, our phones have quit ringing. People are listening, but folks, you won't be listening to us if we don't hear from you.
Right.
You know, right. You know about the stations we're going off of, those six, but you don't know how close some of the other ones are. Very, very close. So, folks, we got to hear from you. I do see that we are getting pledges tonight from Portland and also from Florida. And so the numbers are 888. We need to hear from you. We really do. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We cannot do this without you. We cannot do this without you. We're going to play now. Carol, you'll want to listen to what we have coming up. This is Lara Logan, and we're going to play.
I know who she is.
We're going to play
we're
going to play a little part of the interview. Take Laura, bring her up.
So in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this, because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done.
I mean, why do you care? Why do you care what these people say? They've lied about everything under the sun. The same media organizations that come after, you know, Trump and attack him or you or anybody else or attack me, the same social media companies, they censor the truth about COVID. They censor the vaccine injured. They censor those who have died. They censor naturalists who have solutions that counter what Big Pharma want. They censor the Hunter Biden laptop. They push false information about that. They lied about Russia collusion. They lied about Ukraine impeachment and Trump's rule. They lied about the Biden corruption. I mean, why does anyone care what these people have to say anymore? I don't know. I don't give any oxygen to what they do. I couldn't care less about anything they have to say. They have no power over me, absolutely no power over me. And I would encourage everybody out there to stop listening to these.
It's right out of the playbook, the socialist playbook. You divide and conquer, you don't tell them your intent. You get people to come in, you got your useful idiots, those of us who are paying for these people to have all these luxuries, and they lie about it. Yeah. How's it end?
Well, badly. It ends badly for some. Okay, so on a serious note, you know, people of all faiths have said to me that this is a spiritual battle. I am a firm and solid and immovable believer in God. And I believe that God wins. I believe that good is greater than evil. And I believe that the fallen angel, otherwise known as Satan, doesn't get to prevail in this world. So if you follow the Bible, or if you follow the Quran, or you follow the Book of Mormon, you know, people talk in various different ways about the end times. And if you fight for God, God will fight for you. But people,
final thought, though, I have to ask you this, because my audience is very God-fearing, God-loving, etc. Final thought, only a couple of seconds, please. Is God okay with a closed border?
It's much bigger than that. God believes that in sovereignty and national identity and the sanctity of family and all the things that we've lived with from the beginning of time. And he knows that the open border is Satan's way of taking control of the world through all of these people who are his stooges and his servants. And they may think that they're going to become gods. That's what they tell us. Yuval Noah Harari. And
all right, we're gonna cut it right there for a minute. And folks out there, the phone's got to ring. They have to ring, and so I know you're listening to this, and we'll get right back to it. But right now, we need to have those phones ringing at 888-281-1110. We have two. For donations of $50 or more, you'll get the same thing as we told you last night. Was Karl Marx a Satanist? Pastor Richard Wurmbrand, who was on this radio program, he's passed away now. But he was tortured for Christ. 14 years he spent being tortured in a communist prison. And he's written several books. And this shows you how communism, how liberalism, how the woke movement. By the way, right now today, the Church of Satan is the unofficial official church of the Democratic Communist Party in this country, folks. They're a part of the collective now. That is their church, the Church of Satan. More and more Democrats are turning to the Church of Satan today. There's a lot of things happening. We were watching a clip, and I had it there in Ukraine, where they had a machine. They actually here, there with the wealthy, with adrenochrome, where you could go and get it. This is unbelievable. Yeah. How wicked, the wickedness. But folks, we got to have these phone lines, because there's more of this that I want to play, but the phones have got to start lighting up before I can continue to play. So 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. We really do got to hear from you, or you will not be hearing from us. We've done the best. I mean, we have fought like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. We have never backed down. We have never compromised. We need, and right now, not only do we need your support, but you're going to need us on this radio, because you're not going to get what you're getting. I can't really think of any many programs like us that have never compromised in 50 years. They're just not out there, folks. 888-677-9673. We're $4,500 short of our goal for tonight, and we have 35 minutes. Again,
yes, Ernie?
Huh?
Two things the Lord says. Deuteronomy, back in the Old Testament, chapter 16, verse 17, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee.
Yes.
And then we see that in Corinthians and in Luke, basically it says, I'll read Luke 6. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke or Corinthians is kind of the same thing. God is saying, if you give, I will make sure you are able to keep giving. So if you do something in the name to bless God, to bless him, he will make sure you can continue to give. It's not like you're going to lose or go in the hole, God's got a promise that if you do this, you will be refilled financially. You have his word on it.
All right, very good. Lulu in Texas pledges 25, and Jim in Portland pledges 25, and Wendy wants people to match her 1,000. Wendy wants people to match her 1,000 out there. Do we have any matches?
Business people, yes. Yeah. Some people that have businesses, professional practices that can.
Absolutely. And so,
some of us that are retired, it's kind of hard to make money when you're retired on disability. But a lot of you, you're younger. God has blessed you running a business. You have a talent. You have a practice, medical, legal, something like this. And you are able to, and I noticed that people usually that have high-paying jobs don't have a lot of time. They can't go out and donate their time. But God said, if you bless the ministry with your donation, you share in all the blessings of that ministry. So everything this ministry does through the prison ministry, the Right to Life ministry, through several of us that have been in hospice, trucking ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, anything that blesses him, you get to share in the blessings. That's God's word, not mine.
All right. Dawn in Massachusetts pledges 100. David in Wisconsin pledges 5. And Steve in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, you know what?
Yes.
I'm going to put, we're doers of the word, not just hearers only, so I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Doers of the word, we're going to pledge 1,000. 1,000. Our church, so put us down for 1,000. All righty, there you go. We're going to go back now and play a little bit more of that clip. So take us back to Lara.
Cockroaches and that while they dine. On the blood of children, those are the people, right? They're not going to win. They're not going to win.
Well,
really don't care what Newsmax says and does at all, not one bit. But going to what I actually said, the reason I believe that people reacted that way is it's all about the children. The question they don't want us asking is, where are all the missing children? What happens to these children? How can hundreds of thousands of kids go missing in the United States every year and nobody knows where they are? They just vanish? I don't think so. I mean, between facial recognition software, voice recognition software, and all the different ways to track people, how can we in this day and age not be able to find them? How can hundreds of thousands of children have disappeared from the records of CPS? How can our Child Protective Services, you speak to anybody in the trafficking industry, and they will tell you that CPS is involved. I'm working right now investigating a case where CPS has been involved with this trafficker for more than 20 years, okay? Targeting single mothers, taking them into courtrooms, taking their children from them, and using their children for, for pedophiles, for sex rings, for child porn, for snuff videos, and so on. You listen to Jacob Boyens, who is one of the leading voices in the counter-trafficking movement, right? Because a lot of those organizations can't be trusted. But people like Jacob Boyens, they can be trusted. And they will tell you that the United States is the number one destination in the world for sex trafficking, that every sex trafficking ring worldwide knows bring the kids to the United States, that this administration is participating in the trafficking of kids because they're paying companies, LLCs and nonprofits and church groups, they're paying them to take these kids and disappear them. And I mean, I interviewed a guy who worked in Homeland Security investigations for decades, and he was at a contractor. And he said, we're being paid millions of dollars. I'm carrying kids to the ER. They've got broken bones. They've got COVID. They've got all kinds of illnesses. Mm-hmm. We clean them up. And we put a Band-Aid on the problem. We go back and we get rid of them. They don't do checks. They hand them over to people. They could be sex offenders. They could be, hardened criminals. They could be illegal. They could be anything. And nobody even checks. They just get rid of these kids as fast as they can. And when it comes, Politico, USA Today, a gazillion mainstream outlets, including the report that you showed, have talked about the blood of young children being the secret to anti-aging. And why does nobody ask, where does the blood come from? How do you get the blood of young children? And does it matter if the children are younger and younger and younger? So now you're talking, are you talking about the blood of babies now? Is that what you're talking about? No, we're fine doing articles that say, use the blood of young children to reverse aging. Or Yuval Noah Harari believes in transhumanism and that we will ascend to be gods and that most of the planet will be useless eaters and we don't need. But wait a minute. No journalist follows up and says, whose blood? Where do you get it? How much does it take? And how do you get the blood of babies? Or to Yuval Noah Harari, wait a minute. You're talking about genocide. You know, how do you, what do you mean the whole of Africa, the whole of India just about are going to be completely, have no meaning to their lives and they're going to be totally worthless? What does it mean when you say this? I met someone who I'm dying to have more time with, but this person's job for many years was to infiltrate what you call the global elites. What I would say to you, I no longer use that term for the most part, because this person taught me that they're not elite, they're a cult. That's what they are.
That's
they're
a good term.
They're a global cult. And why does that matter so much? Because it's...
Alrighty, we're back, folks. Phone lines are open. I want to say, Jane in Ohio, 300. Thank you, Jane. Harold in Illinois, 150. And in the name of Yehoshua, 50. Joe, you remember back in the 80s, we talked about what was taking place in Nebraska. And, you know, that was happening. They were taking the children were disappearing. Do you remember in Oklahoma?
They were losing children in Florida right and left, too.
Ted Gunderson. Ted came up and stayed with us. And that's what he was investigating. And he told me that they were going to try to kill him. Ted was the head of the FBI for the whole Southwest. And they eventually got him. But these, like he said, they're not elite. These people, they're...
It's filtered, Pastor, it's filtered all through the government. I just watched an incredible testimony a couple weeks ago. A gentleman came on. He was actually, now this may sound bizarre, but it's the truth, okay? He worked in the Capitol building. He was a janitor. And his job was to go down in the tunnels and clean up the sacrificing and the things that they were doing for children for the presidents. And the presidents they would give these presidents whatever they wanted, whatever kid they wanted, whatever child they wanted, do whatever they wanted to, mostly drinking the blood. People don't want to hear this. They think it's a far-fetched, you know, made-up story. It's not made up. It's happening. It's happening all over the place.
Right-wing conspiracy.
There's a reason that people, that they can't seem to grasp that, and that is this. And they have this is a tendency to think, if I don't acknowledge it, if this is far beyond, if I don't acknowledge it, I won't be responsible subconsciously for doing anything about it. So I'll just, in my mind, saying, that stuff can't possibly be happening. But we've been talking about this for years. Remember in Oklahoma where 60 kids disappeared out of children's services, and there was a big investigation. They never found the kids. And what did children's services say? Well, we think maybe they ran away.
No.
Folks,
no,
don't,
they were sacrificed.
Don't let your children go to children's services today. All right.
Oh, no.
Joe from Massachusetts pledges 50. Joe in Staten Island pledges 100. Thank you, thank you. We're still right now at this point $2,500 short. We were 25 short, and we've got approximately 25 minutes. We've got to get $100 a minute to make our goal tonight, $100 a minute.
And
so
I'm hoping some people out there will try and match my 300 that I tried to start the show off with yesterday. If I can do it, I'm part of the ministry, donate a lot of time and money and equipment. I have to have some special hearing equipment stuff to do the show from home. All that's paid for. You don't help me out with any of that, phone bills or phone or the equipment that I use. Everybody that works in the ministry, we're all volunteers. We donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep things going. But we do the work, but we need your help to pay the bills, and that's the only way we can stay on the air. The bills are paid. So it's truly one of those things. The fate of the ministry is in the hands of you, the listener out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've noticed now since we've been playing those spots, we have been getting more support from Florida, more support from Portland, and some of those, but it's not nearly enough. Now, a lot of the people out there have been listening to us for years, and every now and then I'll get a call from one of the folks telling me, you know, Pastor, I'm ashamed to say I've been listening to you for years. I've never donated, and now I'm going to step up and do my part. And like you say, Joe, all of us here, every one of us here tonight, we volunteer our time. And we've had to drive a long way, and sometimes we have to drive a long way in really bad weather. But we do it because it's for the cause of Christ. It's not for us.
Right. You don't even get paid for the gas money or anything, right?
Right. And so there you go, folks. 888-281-1110. That's especially with credit cards or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. The fellows are sitting back there just staring at, waiting for those lights to light up. We have, again, 23 minutes left, and we need to raise about $2,500 yet. So
I've got to sneak a story in. We were
get her in
about homes without fathers, all kinds of things. There is on the TLC network a new program, MILF Manor. Hope if you don't know what it means, it's mothers I'd like to have some sexual intercourse with. I guess I can put it that way. They have a new show where they have eight of these overly dressed, overly sexualized mothers. And they are going to have a chance to find love with men half their age. But there's a new twist. There's a new twist. The men half their age includes their sons. So in other words, these women are going to be vying to go out with the other women's sons.
So it's son swapping instead of...
they're son swapping.
Oh, my gosh, it's getting really crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what is going on in the world. Satan, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh,
yes,
the breakup of the family. When you break up the family bonds you have this kind of thing, then, and again, the key is abortion. As long as we, the nation, continue to allow the murder of our children, God's precious children, created in His image, we lose the moral high ground. How can we tell these people they are wrong, that they're sinning? Well, as a nation, that's why the Homosexual Manifesto starts off Plank 1, free and unfettered abortions. Why? Because we lose the high ground.
Well, you know, Joe, they're calling those women that go after young men, they call them cougars nowadays.
Cougars, yeah.
And that took me a while to try to...
It's a lot cleaner than a MILF.
Well, you know what? The Bible, God calls them whores.
Whores, exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and see, at the end of that, who's going to win that argument? God's going to win that argument.
God's going to win.
Yes, he
will
yes,
win
he
in
is.
The end.
No, absolutely. Yes. It's amazing. Yeah. But you see, the darker society is, the brighter our light can shine. This here actually is an opportunity for us to place up more crowns in heaven, because we're living in such a dark time. And so this is where, remember, Joe, we always had a saying back in the military, when in doubt, charge. When not in doubt, charge anyhow. And that's been our saying in this ministry for 50 years.
Exactly.
And that's
what
we
God's
do.
God's waiting for his people to rise up, have some righteous anger, take their kingdom authority and run to the battle. That's what the Lord has been waiting for, his church, to restore this country.
And rise up.
Amen. Joe from Massachusetts pledges 50. Joe in Staten Island pledges 100. Marie from Ohio pledges 50. Gloria in New York pledges 100. Thank you. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
I have a breaking story.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day now? The world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And you can take that to the bank, folks, you Democrats, because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. That means you in real trouble. Anyhow, Gloria in New York pledges 100. Rosa in San Diego pledges 100. Christine in Colorado pledges 1,000. She matched me. Thank you, Christine.
Awesome.
Thank you, Christine. Frank in Cleveland, 25. And Olivia in Tampa, 100. Yeah, she did.
Awesome.
I hope that she can listen to us out there. I know she can. And Christine in Colorado over the internet, in case we go off there. I'm hoping we get a miracle. Well, a few more like Christine would keep us on that station out there. All we would need is a few more to do that. Anyhow, thank you so much. Thank you. Joe, go ahead. You had a story.
Yeah, you and I have, for a long, long time, talked about one of the most dangerous men in the world is George Soros. And we've talked about his multiple organizations, his money. Well, there's a new big blockbuster out from Brent Bozell at Media Research Center. They've been following George and his money, and they've tied him to 54 influential media figures through groups he funds.
We've known that for a long time. Go ahead.
We've known, but they've got some details now. This new study out by a couple of these analysts, Joseph Kez and Daniel Schneider, that out of that he has been given about $131 million to influence these media people. And it comes down to personalities like NBC News' Lester Holt, Washington Post executive editor Sally Busby, and it goes down to, this covers a lot of ground. There are about 253 media groups.
I'd be surprised if Anderson Cooper's not one of those, because he's a real shock jock.
Because here's what he does. Bloomberg's News co-founder Matthew Winkler, CNN Christine Amanpour, and there have been reporters, editors, executives, journalists in the ABC, CBS, NPR, Bloomberg, Reuters, New York Times, and a host of other outlets. They've found about 253 media groups, his money. Now, what he does is, like here, he sends money to a group called the Aspen Institute. And it's amazing. The Aspen Institute gives money to groups like NBC News. In fact, some of the board of directors, Cesar Conde, there is the chairman of NBC, which of this Universal Group that runs NBC News, MSNBC, CNBC. They're all tied through this Aspen Institute, and he's given millions there. And then he has the Marshall Project. There are two or three different things. There's a committee to protect journalists, the CPJ, that's received nearly $3 million. And guess what? Winkler, Holtz, Busby, Amanpour are among the CPJ's board members. So it's kind of a close-knit group, and these people work together. They're tied together through Soros's organizations, through which he's poured $131 million, but he spent $32 billion to spread his open society on abortion, Marxist economics, defunding the police, the environmental extremism, and the LGBTQSR, whatever fanaticism throughout the world. So here we have one of the world's richest, most powerful, most evil men, and we need some imprecatory prayer that God would remove this man.
Yes.
I believe there's a special hot place in hell for George Soros. He's been
he's so evil.
But this tells you, this is proof. We've been telling you, you can't trust the liberal media. You've got to pay attention. Where you need to listen to programs like this. Pastor and I are here. We've devoted most of our life to what? Being watchmen on the wall, warning you about dangers economically, socially, you know, politically, religious, your faith.
Joe, we are 700 short. 700 short of our goal. 700 short. So,
700.
Folks. Yeah, we actually have.
That's what I'm making the point. We're doing this for the Lord. We're doing this to serve Him. We are not making any money. We've donated, in a way, our lives to Him. And we're asking you to donate. We don't have people like George Soros pouring money into us, because they're the last organization in the world these rich people would support.
Well, remember what Bloomberg did to us in New York, bought us off
the
entire Sunshine Network just to get us off.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
I originally thought it was Soros, but it was Bloomberg actually behind it.
Yeah, but, Soros, they're going after us too. In fact, Joe Obama just appointed a new guy head of the FCC, and their goal is to get rid of as many Christian radio programs as possible.
Right, because we promote hate speech and we're all kinds of things. Yeah, they're coming up with all kinds of things against us.
Absolutely. All righty, let me see. What do we got coming up? We've got 10 minutes left. Folks, we still have to raise $700, 700 short of our goal. And did I say about Livia Tampa? I think I did, yep. And she pledged 100. Thank you, folks. 700. Can we have one more person to match my 1,000 and to match Christine's 1,000 out there? Christine and myself, we both pledged 1,000. Could you?
People to match my 300 will do too.
Yeah, three people to match your 300. And so.
Maybe one of each.
Yeah. That'll work.
We can stand to be just a little bit ahead for once, folks. It wouldn't hurt anything at all. We really, it would be a blessing if we actually were able to get more in donations than we've been asking for, because we are that far behind. It would be a blessing.
That would help. Ann and Willoughby pledges 50. That brings us 50 closer. And Ron in Tennessee. Ron in Tennessee pledges 20. And so we're getting a little closer, folks.
Well, if 15% of our listeners sent in $10 or $20, we wouldn't have a problem. So we just thank all those that donate what they can with those $20, $10 donations. And if more of you joined in and did that, what's the old saying, many hands lighten the load?
Okay.
You got a big log to lift.
This radio program covers an area of a population of 50 million people.
Yeah.
That's the area. Now, out of that 50 million, they're saying it's estimated that 12 million people will hear some portion of this program, and they measure that by anywhere from 15 seconds to 15 minutes. That is called a listener. And so, now just think about that, Joe. 12 million people, if every one of them sent us a dollar.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that would pretty much cover it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Even, like I said, 10, 15% would send in $5 or $10. We wouldn't have to do this.
Absolutely.
One more big story while we're letting some of those people call.
Let me get the numbers out quickly. 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
I'll bet a lot of our listeners will not know the name of Michael Carpenter. Michael Carpenter was Vice President Biden's point man when he was in charge of the Ukraine. Remember back then?
Yeah.
Well, he did such a marvelous job with Ukraine, Biden hired him as the managing partner of his UPenn think tank. Think about this. So here is the guy that was a point man on the Ukrainian deal. Now he's the managing partner of UPenn think tank, and inside that think tank office were all kinds of documents on Ukraine. And just recently, Michael has left because President Biden made him ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Kind of just got him out of UPenn just in time before they found all the top secret Ukrainian documents. I wonder if there's a connection there, or am I just being one of those,
conspiracy theorist.
Oh, thank you. You know, does that sound like a conspiracy theory to you?
Well, do you remember that?
Facts.
Do you remember that fellow Andrew McCabe? A dirty cop, FBI, dirty cop.
Yeah.
Andrew McCabe, he's the disgraced FBI, former FBI agent. He says this, that the DOJ should refuse to cooperate with the House GOP's Biden documents investigation. In other words, keep being dirty, rogue cops.
Well, he's gotta have
keep breaking,
covered. Yeah.
Keep breaking the law.
What they call self-protecting.
Right. House, you know, because... Yeah. He knows what's going to happen. They're going to come after him too. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, who's a great congressman, one of the best congressmen in the entire country.
He's fantastic.
He launched the first congressional investigation into classified documents stored at Joe Obama's private office and home. Now, think about that. You know who was living at that private office home? That was that house that these where the car was. That was Hunter Biden.
And guess what? Hunter spent a lot of time helping restore that car, and that car was parked right next to all those boxes of
documents. But listen to this.
Documents.
Hunter was paying $50,000 a month rent. Now listen, this house was not that big a house, okay? That is called money laundering. It's called money laundering. And guess what? They didn't report that as income, did they?
No income reported.
All right, so, but now let me ask you this. If Hunter was in that house, you don't suppose Hunter had company in that house, do you?
That means if
Hunter had access to those documents, all kinds of prostitutes and pedophiles and drug addicts.
Business partners, yeah, that's in parentheses.
Would have access to that. All right, Jim in Chicago pledges $500, and then Chuck in Illinois pledges $50. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Chuck.
We're almost there. Thank you,
good,
one and all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I think
you,
we're
Lord.
Getting close, yeah. And so,
yeah, thank you, Lord. Send the rest in, Lord.
All right, yeah. Please.
One more quick story about our government. There was a dad who says FEMA tried to bribe him after his teenage son's post-vaccine death. He refused. Mm. His name is Ernest Ramirez, and he was conflicted, wanted to do the right thing, so he decided to have a 16-year-old Ernesto take the poison poke.
Oh, boy.
And,
said
he was told by the doctor it was 100% safe. 5 days later, April 24th, 2021, his son died from complications related to a enlarged heart. Yep, mm-hmm. And we know what that's all about. And so he said that the federal, he got a call from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, this was a little bit later, a few months later, asking him to change the cause of death for his son to COVID. They offered to help him financially if he would do this. He basically said, no, 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 this was too important, he would not do this. I wanted to do the right thing. And he said, I would never disrespect my son doing this. And the FEMA, the agency, was going to give him $9,000 to funeral expenses where the death was attributed to COVID. And it was funny, only a few months after Ernesto's death, the CDC revealed a unexpectedly high number of heart complications occurring in young men who took the COVID vax, and this was from the NBC News. So he died of myocarditis.
Well, 16. That seems to affect the young men more than the women.
Yeah.
In Israel, Israel has a major, major problem. They just recently came out and said it was a horrible thing. They've made a huge mistake in demanding that their military take that. But you know what's happening with the... Remember, we had woman, gynecologist, the Jewish woman, and she's a liberal. She's a liberal. She was on, and she was saying her female patients were bleeding to death. They were bleeding to death.
Bleeding, yeah. Mm-hmm. But imagine FEMA offering to pay this man blood money, pay for the funeral, if you just change the cause of his death from myocarditis to COVID. The government bribing people in their time of sorrow and need, this is totally sickening, folks. We have the most corrupt government.
Yeah, we do. Marlene in Antelope Park, 50, pledges 50. Dale in Michigan pledges 100. Joe, you've got approximately 4 minutes to give an invitation, so you better get on it.
All right.
And, folks, we will be here till midnight, so you can still call in till midnight.
All right. We have talked so much earlier about being born again. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. I am the way to the Father. I am the way to eternal life. I am... As God said, I am that I am. And we know that we have to be born of the Spirit. have to, we did a Bible study tonight where we talked about you can be in the flesh or you can be born in the spirit, be a spiritual man. The spiritual man is the saved man. The spiritual man is the one who is going to go to heaven. He's the one who God has blotted out the sins. How did that man become a spiritual man? Well, Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. And to do that, we know that we have to go to the Father and repent of our sins. Because what? God sent his Son, sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Salvation. Salvation, the sign of salvation is what? The cross. Where Jesus went to the cross. He did a substitutionary death. He died in my place, Pastor Ernie's place, your place. He died to pay the price of our sin. And we know Scripture said God made it plain the wages of sin is death. God puts all sin in a category. He doesn't rate things like we do. He doesn't judge like we do. You either sin or you don't. There's only been one person who doesn't sin. We sin by our thoughts, words, deeds, the things we've done, the things we sin more by the things we have not done. There are many things God tells us to do that we haven't done, so we sin more that way. So we all need a Savior. So we have to, Scripture says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. To do that, you call upon the Father. You ask God to forgive you of those sins, those horrible sins that placed his Son on the cross. You beg forgiveness, and God will forgive you if you have a true repentant heart. And then you can ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, to be Lord of your life. You want to give yourself to him completely so you can become a child of the kingdom. That means you become a son or daughter of the very living God. You become part of the family of God, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, and he will give you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. You become that born-again believer, that spiritual man. That is your down payment on eternal life, and you will become changed. You will become full of peace and joy and happiness. No matter what problems you face, you will find this new peace and joy and happiness. And it will be a decision you will never, ever, ever.
And you'll find all of that right in God's Word, the Bible, right in God's Word. It doesn't get any better than that. There's nothing more sure. All right, we want to say Dale in Michigan pledged 100, and Ken in Missouri pledges 700. We made our goal for tonight, and I want to thank you all.
We did a little better. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And yes. So thank you.
Yeah.
We're out of time for tonight, so as we get to this point every night, we say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And remember, always, let's do it. You ready?
Keep fighting the fight. Yes. Don't give up.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.